Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on the Earth Rangers podcast.
I'm Dr. Juliette Geary, Nepal-based environmentalist. In fact, Adelia and I did some research on snow leopards together years ago.
Emma's adventure to find Adelia Goodwin continued in Nepal as she set off to visit a cave where Adelia used to work with her research partner, Juliette Geary.
Wait a second. There's writing on one of these walls. Looks like some numbers and arrows and a poem. Oh, it's a real puzzle.
Emma found some interesting writing on the walls of the cave, but then something found Emma. It's big, it's loud, and it's definitely not happy. But what on earth is it?
Get out of here. Maybe there's another way out. Let me check these walls. Where is a secret passageway when you need one? Nope. Uh-oh. It's getting closer. I don't want to look.
Emma?
Wait. Juliet?
Yes, it's me. Could you give me a hand? It's a lot more slippery in here than I remember. I fell back there.
Oh, that was you making that noise.
What did you think it was? A snow monster?
No. I totally knew it was you. And you brought Sonic. Hey, buddy.
I sure did. And I've also brought some supplies. When I saw how bad the weather had gotten, I figured you wouldn't make it back in time before dark, and I didn't want you to get stuck here overnight by yourself.
Overnight?
Not to worry. I have sleeping bags, food, and everything we need for a campfire.
That sounds really good, actually. Thanks so much. I hadn't even thought of the time.
One thing about working in the Himalayas is that you're always prepared for anything. The weather can go from good to awful in no time at all.
Yeah, and hiking this difficult terrain after dark would certainly not be smart.
Let's get set up and get some food into you. You must be starved.
Earth Rangers!
The soup is delicious.
Oh, my pleasure. As I said, you have to be ready for anything.
You know, I think you'd make a pretty good Earth Ranger, Juliet.
Oh, thanks. Actually, now that we've got some time for stories around the campfire, I'd love to know more about some of the work you do. I heard so much about the conservation projects that Earth Ranger supports, but I've never met an Earth Ranger in person. Can you tell me about it, Emma?
Yeah, totally. Have you heard about our wildlife adoptions program?
Wildlife adoptions?
Mm-hmm. How it works is, well, kids can pick from our collection of adorable plushies like Arctic foxes, American badgers, and many more, and purchase virtual or plush adoption kits. And the money they raise will go to conservation projects that benefit those animals.
Interesting. So when kids adopt a plushie, they actually support the real animals in the wild.
Yeah, you got it. For example, in Ontario, where our headquarters is located, we are really focused on wetland restoration.
Yes, wetland habitats are extremely important.
Definitely. Now, the first thing to know about wetlands is that they're pieces of land submerged in water.
Right.
Actually, I want to test you this time.
Hmm?
What are the four main types of wetland, Juliet?
Wetlands are not exactly my area of expertise. I know of bogs, swamps, and,
Hey, two out of four isn't bad. The other two are called fens and marshes.
Oh, I always forget those ones. Hey, what's the difference anyway?
Well, fens and marshes usually don't have trees, but bogs and swamps usually do.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, something that all wetlands have, though, is tremendous biodiversity. Lots of different species of animals and plants living together in a habitat. Wetlands also protect against erosion and flooding. They help to filter water and play an important role in the water cycle. Not to mention the fact that they make wonderful places for people to explore.
Oh, I certainly agree. I remember when I visited Canada a number of years ago, I hiked through some gorgeous forests in Ontario and marveled at the wetlands I encountered. I heard there's something like 14% of the world's wetlands in your beautiful country. Is that true?
It is indeed.
Wow.
And did you know that wetlands are also super important in fighting climate change?
Interesting. How does that work?
Okay, so wetlands act a bit like sponges. They soak up carbon dioxide and hold on to it, which keeps it from being released into the atmosphere.
Whoa, that is outstanding.
Yeah, but the trouble is, if we drain a wetland for development, the carbon gets released. And that, of course, is a huge problem when it comes to global warming and climate change.
Not to mention the loss of habitat for the animals, plants, and insects that live there.
Exactly. So many animals are dependent on wetlands. Like turtles, for instance.
Oh, I love turtles. You may think we don't have a lot of them around here, but there are actually 16 species native to Nepal.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Hmm.
Turtles are the best. In fact, right now, Earth Rangers has a really special conservation program to help the Midland Painted Turtle.
Midland Painted, huh? Can you remind me what they look like?
Yeah, for sure. Well, they have symmetrical dark gray markings under their shells, and the top of their shells look a bit like a puzzle made of strangely shaped pieces. Ooh, they also have striped skin with yellow face stripes and red stripes on their legs and tail.
Oh.
I guess you can figure out why they're called a painted turtle.
Oh, yeah.
These turtles are also great swimmers. They have webbed feet.
Hmm, they sound so interesting.
They really are. And they live in Ontario and Quebec. Want to hear a fun fact?
Yes.
Female turtles lay their eggs about 15 at a time in a nest they dig in sandy soil. And then they cover the eggs and abandon them.
Ah, yes. Like all turtles.
Yeah, exactly. Baby turtles hatch and they're on their own. The good news is, the mother turtle digs a decoy nest to distract predators from the real one.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And after they hatch, these turtles can live up to 30 or 40 years in the wild.
That's amazing.
And the best part is that to help these amazing turtles, we're working with the Nature Conservancy of Canada, or NCC, on a project that will help restore the Lathrop Nature Preserve. It's a 100-year-old wetland in Ontario's Niagara region.
Wow, a 100-year-old habitat.
Yeah, it's home to a diverse plant and animal community. But over time, its features have deteriorated, putting this important habitat in jeopardy. NCC is helping to make sure the Lathrop Nature Preserve will be able to support animals that live there for years to come.
It sounds like such an important project.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the Midland Painted Turtle, what else lives in the preserve?
Oh, well, tons of different animals, plants, and insects. But I have to say, there are two very special creatures that I'm extremely fond of, and that Earth Rangers is trying extra hard to help. Hey, I know, let's play a guessing game. We'll see if you can figure out who the animals are based on some clues.
Ooh, okay. This could be fun, as long as I can have Sonic on my team.
Funny you should say that, because this first animal might be Sonic's friend.
Hmm, must be a type of owl?
Right. Now, this one is bigger than Sonic.
A lot greater?
You could say that.
Ah, then I'm guessing the great horned owl.
Correct. Great horned owls, like other owls, are nocturnal birds of prey. They're officially called raptors and have curved beaks and sharp talons. They're carnivores, which makes those talons very useful. And they've got a diverse diet, from small birds and mammals to skunks and scorpions. These owls will eat it all.
And horned owls can live in lots of different places, right?
You got it. But they especially like to live in open habitats near wetlands like the Lathrop Nature Preserve. Okay, ready for a clue about the other animal we're working hard to help? It's one that lives in North America, North Africa, Europe, and Australia. And if you saw one, you'd probably notice its orange-red color first.
You must mean a red fox.
You're great at this game. Red foxes are, surprisingly, not always red. Sometimes their fur is brown, black, or silver. One thing they all do have in common, though, is a really bushy tail that helps to keep them cozy and helps with balance, too.
I love foxes, but my favorite one is the Tibetan fox.
I love Tibetan foxes, too.
But wait, You're saying the Lathrop Nature Preserve is important for red foxes too?
Oh, for sure. As you probably know, red foxes are quite adaptable and able to live in different habitats. And although many people think of foxes as forest dwellers, wetlands are actually an ideal habitat for them, since they provide lots of food sources and safe places for foxes to build their dens.
Really? Interesting. It sounds like the work you're doing there is really important.
We definitely think so. And that's why we're working with NCC to make Lathrop the place for animals to make their home, raise their babies, and live their lives. Our goal is to restore two ponds and replant native vegetation.
Wow.
And we're super excited that so many kids are helping us do that by purchasing a great horned owl, painted turtle, or red fox wildlife adoption kit.
Well, Emma, I can tell you one thing. If all the Earth Rangers members are as passionate as you are about conservation, I can't imagine how you could ever fail.
Thanks, Juliet. You know, I'd love to hear a bit more about the work you've done up here in the Himalayas.
Oh, pardon me. I'd love to, Emma, but perhaps we'll wait until tomorrow. It's very late.
Oh, of course. Time to get comfy. Wow, these sleeping bags are super warm. Night, Juliet.
Good night, Emma.
Wait a second. I think I've got it.
Got what?
I think I figured out the riddle on the wall.
What riddle?
Adelia's riddle. Here. Hand me the flashlight for a second. Let's see. Okay. Panthera uncia lives in Nepal, high on the mountains of snow. But Panthera pardus calls to me. 25 south, 16 east. Juliet, I know where I need to go.
Has Emma cracked the code? Has she figured out the riddle? Do you know where Emma needs to go? How will Emma's adventure continue? Tune in next time to find out.
Jess, did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.
Hello, parents, homeschoolers, and teachers. Trusty Narrator here from the Who Smarted podcast. Our 15-minute episodes are perfect for car rides, bedtime, break time, class time, or anytime. We make learning science and history fun and funny for 7 to 11-year-olds with new episodes every week. Look for Who Smarted on any podcast platform or at whosmarted.com. And teachers get a free subscription to our ad-free version by clicking educators at whosmarted.com.